to The Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment Chandu, The Magician. And before our drama begins, we would like to suggest that probably you will like White King better than any other soap you have ever used. If you have a washing machine, listen. Get some White King from your grocer. Put some in your washer. Not so much, mind you, as the soap you've been using. Put in your clothes, put in the water, but not so hot as the water you thought you had to have to get things clean. Then, turn on the power. Run your wash through and just see with your own eyes what happens. We try to make this radio drama thrilling, but honestly, what a thrill you'll have when you see clothes washed with this different kind of soap. Save on your soap bill, save on your gas bill, save on your clothes bill. You'll say, I love White King granulated soap. In Egypt, Frank Chandler and Princess Naji have made use of their occult powers to discover the concealed entrance to a long-lost tunnel leading from the Sphinx to the Great Pyramid. Leaving Ali, the Egyptian guide sent by Naji, Chandler and the regents walk down the stone stairs into darkness. Behind them, Ali closes the entrance and waits. Chandu, the magician.
Place of darkness. Oh, there's something evil here. Robert couldn't be in a place like this. Robert! Robert!
Robert! Robert!
What was that?
It's just an echo, Betty.
Well, it sure didn't sound like it.
Well, you all have flashlights. Turn them on.
Okay.
Frank! What's that?
It's an altar, Dorothy. A pagan altar of sacrifice. No wonder you think there's an atmosphere of evil here.
No, no, above it. There in the wall.
Oh, it's just a statue, Mom. But Uncle Frank, look.
The figure of a priestess of black magic.
It's Naji.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know it can't be.
It is Naji.
It sure is.
Come now, pull yourselves together. Look at it. It's nothing but a figure carved out of alabaster. With painted features.
It does look like Naji. Her eyes.
Don't say that, Betty.
It looks as Naji might if she...
Dorothy, this figure represents a woman who was the personification of all evil. The lamp she's holding in her hands is the highest symbol of black magic.
She looks so real.
She was, 5,000 or 6,000 years ago. Beautiful and as deadly as a cobra. But look here.
Maybe she was Naji's ancestor. You know she said her people...
Now come along. We're going through every foot of this place, and we'll need all the time we have.
What makes him act so funny?
Gee, I don't know. We didn't do anything to make him sore. Well, come on. He said to come with him. Hey, wait for us, Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank, we're coming.
So weird.
She looks so real, so lifelike, as if she might speak to me. Oh, I don't want to hear it. You, Naji.
Naji, or another. But I tell thee this. I have been a priestess of the black arts since time began.
Black magic? Is it true?
Look up into the lamp I hold between my hands.
I see it. It's lighted now.
Yet there is no flame. Zenobia ruled at Palmyra, old when the slaves of Cheops toiled to build the Great Pyramid and this secret place. Look into my eyes in the light of the lamp, as old as time, as old as evil.
Your eyes are Naji's eyes. What is that sound?
Thou hast heard it. It is well. Thou hast delivered thyself to the powers of darkness.
Oh, no. No.
Thou seekest thy loved one over the earth.
I don't want to hear of him from you.
Listen.
Yeah. I'm listening. A thousand yesterdays. What do you mean?
Tomorrow will open for thee a door upon the way to knowledge through yet another death.
Another death?
Dorothy, where are you?
Another death.
Dorothy!
Is he dead after all?
Dorothy!
Repeat what I have said.
Tomorrow will open for thee a door.
Why did I leave you here alone? Dorothy!
Upon the way to knowledge.
What are you saying, Dot?
Through yet another death.
What's the matter? Who is Mother talking to?
Through yet another death.
Mom, what are you talking about?
Thou art free to go, but thou wilt never forget.
I will never forget you.
Forget who?
Don't stand there staring at that figure, Dot. Don't look at it.
Mother! Darling, don't look like that.
Here, give me your flashlight. There. You can't see her now. It's all right.
Oh. You look just like you were hypnotized or something, Mother.
We can go now. Robert isn't here.
We know that, Dot. There's nobody here. Nadia was mistaken.
Oh, no. She told me Robert was dead.
I should never have brought you here.
She said, if in a thousand yesterdays thou hast not learned the path to wisdom. I wonder what she meant.
You couldn't possibly have heard anyone say that.
What does it mean?
Don't ask questions, Bob. Take her other arm.
But she said it, Frank.
No one could have said it to you, Dorothy. It's a quotation from ancient Sanskrit.
Oh, I heard her. The lamp was lighted and
stop
I
it,
heard...
Stop it, Bob. Stop it. I'm going to get you back to the hotel and then...
Yes, darling, I see.
Look here, Betty. You and Bob go downstairs and get some magazines or something to read. I want to talk to your mother alone.
Okay, whatever you say. Come on, Betty.
All right.
I'll close this one, too.
Frank, I'm perfectly willing to listen to you, but I know what Nadji said.
It couldn't possibly have been Nadji. She couldn't have gone into the temple, the tunnel ahead of us.
Call it the temple. I know now it is.
You must put that experience out of your mind, Dorothy, as you would a nightmare. Oh,
telephones and black magic, 5 minutes apart.
Hello?
Chandu, you have come back. Did you find him?
Oh, Nadji. No, we didn't. But just a moment. I want Dorothy to speak to you.
Oh, no.
Yes. Where are you, Nadji?
At my home. When you did not call me, I began to hope you had found him.
I meant to call you, and I told Ollie to tell you we'd come back. Dot, here. Talk to her.
Oh, all right, Frank. Hello, Nadji.
Dorothy? Something is very wrong. What is it?
That's a dreadful place down there, isn't it?
You know I have not been inside the tunnel. Dorothy, what did you find there?
Oh, I can't talk to her, Frank.
I'll call you, Nadji, or come to see you in the morning.
Tell me what you saw there, Chandu. Not Roxor.
It was much more unpleasant than Roxor.
Oh.
And we needn't worry about his going into the tunnel. He never will.
You are troubled, and I must not keep you. But remember, the powers of good are with you. Good night.
Good night, Nadji. Don't you see how impossible it is, Dot? She's been right there at home all the time.
You aren't fooling me at all, you know.
What do you mean?
I didn't just imagine all that. You're treating me like a child.
And you know Nadji isn't a priestess of black magic.
You didn't hear her in that awful place. You said yourself her eyes were like Nadji's.
Was an alabaster figure, not a woman.
Even her voice reminded me of Nadji's. You didn't hear it. You don't know.
I didn't hear it, but I know.
What?
I've seen it happen to other people. You let yourself be influenced by the atmosphere of the place and what you've heard of it.
I didn't just let myself.
Yes, you did not. Nothing can affect your mind unless you give in to it. You stood there staring at the figure from the moment you saw it.
There was something fascinating about it.
Of course there was. Its resemblance to Nadji, for one thing. I should have realized what it might do to you.
You do believe I heard her.
Or thought you did. You were thinking of finding Robert. And at that moment, you'd have listened to, well...
Say it. The powers of darkness themselves. Yes, I would. Only when she spoke, I knew I couldn't bear to hear anything about him from her. And then I couldn't get away.
Don't, Dot.
Oh.
You are away. It's all over.
I wish I could believe it. All right. I will. I suppose I'll never know why I suddenly began quoting ancient Sanskrit to you.
I hope not.
Thou hast delivered thyself into the hands of the powers of darkness.
Frank, you knew all the time this was more than just my imagination.
Remember.
You mean you hear her speaking to you now?
Of course I do. She said I would. She said once I'd looked into that lamp in her hand...
Dorothy, you didn't.
Why? What difference did that make?
There's only one way out of it now. Thank heaven I know it. Stay here, Doc.
Remember.
Don't just go away and leave me with this awful thing hanging over me.
I'll be right out here. But whatever she says to you, Dorothy, whatever you hear, don't go out of that room.
The black secrets of ancient Egypt are more powerful than all he knows.
Where are you? Where are you?
Here before you. Take the knife from the table.
What knife?
There. It is well. Now you are no longer Dorothy Regent, the wife who seeks her husband, the mother who loves her children. You are one with us. Come.
I can't. He said, my brother told me.
I tell you to come. Now when I give the word...
Uncle Frank, he left the crystal ball on the table and...
Mom, for Pete's sake, what are you doing with that knife?
Take it quick and go out and lock the door. Take it!
Our drama has come to a close until tomorrow night. But there's drama and maybe magic in millions of homes where White King soap is used. Once upon a time, people thought they should buy two or three kinds of soap. One for washing machine and dishpan, maybe one or two for dainty things like lingerie and stockings. But more and more people discovered White King, the one and only one soap you ever need, no matter who you are, where you live, or what you have to wash. Your husband may be an engineer, or he may work in a bank. You may have sheets and pillowcases no end to wash, or you may live in a hotel with no laundering problem other than your nylons. Listen to these wonderful words. White King gets out the stubbornest dirt. White King protects, as with a caress, the daintiest fabrics. Know what you'll say? Do you? You'll say this. I love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw. Musical effect by Carla Pondit. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.